The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good to be back, you guys. Oh, God, I miss you so much, my baby girls and my baby boys out there. When you accept this rose, Lauren, that means you. You accept this rose into your world. Oh, Rob Benedict, I love your work. Oh. We're not interested in going on to The Bachelor. You accept this rose into your world. Hello, my precious bunnies. This is Arda Marine, host of Will You Accept This Rose? Aaron is, I think, is getting attacked by Canada somewhere. You guys, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait until The Bachelor. We needed this as a surprise, just tide you guys over until our next season of Will You Accept This Rose. I could not be happier today. I'm going to be discussing, I think, what is the worst show in the history of television.
It's a non-show.
Ben and Lauren, Happily Ever After. I am here with, of course, my trusted co-pilots, Katie and Anna, who've been taking copious notes, and our CFO, Scout, our dog. But with me, I have two of the inner circle of Will You Accept This Rose podcast. And as you know, Padgett Brewster is our Secretary of State. She's not able to be with us right now because she's fighting crime on NCIS.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I am so excited. We just anointed you. Anointed?
You anointed me.
Is that the right word?
Yeah. Well, it is now.
I put ointment on our new head of the Navy. Our head of the Navy, we have Mr. Rob Benedict.
Woo!
You know Rob from Supernatural. Aren't you God on Supernatural?
I am.
And
it's a weird one.
How does it feel to be the head of the Navy on Will You Accept This Rose?
It's going from God to head of the Navy. It feels amazing.
Powerful.
It feels really amazing. And it's also funny just because we were trying to think of what other heads of the government were, and that's all we could come up with.
What's head of the Navy?
We were like President, Navy. Secretary of State. Head of the Navy.
Now, last we talked to you, we went through a lot with you last season.
Yeah.
You were here both for our first Christian episode,
and then,
which was a fever dream.
Amazing.
And then our second, and then our Christian and Alex episode.
Like, mind-blowing.
Like, as if we couldn't have fallen heavier in love with Christian.
I just glued my brain back together.
It's like my heart, my pupils turned into hearts while we were in the room.
And we follow him on Twitter,
Of course, obviously.
So every once in a while, like, he'll tweet something, and I'm always like, Christian, that's my buddy.
And you were on our finale episode, and you were about to catch a plane. Did the NSA just let you out of the cell?
They really did.
They let you out. You got out. You were flying off to go work.
Somewhere. Yeah,
somewhere
I went to New York or something. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was a weird one, too, because the whole podcast.
Oh, my God, you did it from the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Lauren just came in. Lauren Lapkus, you might know her from Orange is the New Black, and you're also on the new upcoming HBO show, Pete Holmes' show, called...
Crashing.
Yes. Lauren, round of applause.
Whee!
Lauren. We decided that you are our representative. You are our ambassador to the European Union.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I feel really good.
It's either that or the ambassador to Paraguay.
No.
The EU. You're our representative. What a cute computer you have.
Thank you.
Is that rose gold?
Okay. Talk to me.
Apple Store says no.
What is it?
But I was like, I want the rose gold one. He's like, we don't have rose gold. And I was like, I want that one, and that's rose gold. And he was like, no, it's gold.
It's,
and I was like, say it's rose gold, and then I'll buy it. And then I literally made him do it.
You know what? It's like it's like just say my name. Tell me my hair looks nice, and I'm in.
Yeah, look at the phone is gold. I think it's different.
It's beautiful. You know what? Your Hello Kitty sticker on it brings out the rose in it, I think.
Let's say this is actually, I just, for the audience, I need them to know it's not Hello Kitty, though I was obsessed with Hello Kitty
sure,
for about 10 years in my adulthood.
Obviously.
This is a special brand of sticker you can only get in Tokyo, and I went there, and it was really, really cool.
What did you do in Tokyo?
You know, just like hung out and shit.
Was it fun? Was it fun?
It's called B-Side Label. You can't get them anywhere, and there's like a store there.
I love it. So I want to go to Tokyo with you so badly.
Fun.
I want to go to Tokyo with you so badly.
Let's go buy a bunch of
stuff. And you were here on we really worked it out with Padgett, and Padgett sent me some red cowgirl boots that
She
sent them to me.
I need a picture.
They arrived at my, I have them. They arrived at my doorstep.
That was so cool.
She sent them to me.
That was just the coolest.
They arrived. She handpicked them from, I had a rough day, and Padgett, the girls were my coven. The coven surrounded me. Aww. And they sent me, and Padgett had hand delivered some red cowboy
boots. Padgett was like, I'm going to send you red cowboy boots.
Because I needed them. And like JoJo. I needed to be like JoJo.
Yeah. And then she was like, just give me a second. I'm going to find the perfect one.
And she did.
They'll just arrive at
and
your
door. And they did. And that's exactly what she did. She did it.
That's a good friend.
That's so nice.
I want you guys to know I've missed all of you. If anybody, I'm on the season of Shameless. Feel free to watch.
There you go.
Oh my God!
I don't have Showtime,
but
I love the photos.
Oh my God!
I was like seeing it come to life after talking to you. I was like, these pictures are amazing.
So exciting! It's been so exciting.
Have you enjoyed the episodes?
You know, I have. I was nervous because the entry fee to Showtime is basically Coco, take off your vest. Like at some point, like, I didn't know what. Do you have to? Are you showing anything exciting on HBO?
I am.
Okay, is it your first time showing anything exciting?
Yeah.
On Orange Is the New Black, you didn't.
No.
I did it on Hung, and I didn't know how I would feel, and it was okay.
Yeah.
But on Hung, they want you to look cute. On Shameless, it's basically like, it's like the entry fee is like, okay, now you're going to have to disrobe in order to get onto the stage. So I was nervous about watching it. I kind of lucked out because it was just sort of a booty and a side boob.
Yeah.
And which I feel like on Shameless is like a handshake.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like you got away with murder.
Were you nervous?
I was a little nervous, but I saw it back, and it's really unsexual.
Yeah, so was mine. So was mine.
Yeah,
so was mine.
Like,
mine was just like a hand. Have you ever done anything like that? Have we seen your ass anywhere?
Yes.
Where?
Yeah.
Where can I see it?
Just Google Robin banana hammock.
Okay.
And you see my buns. Yeah, I've showed some buns and, you know, shirtless. But also, the one time I was on Shameless, I was holding a woman's boob.
Okay.
Because I was a boob doctor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a name
that's
for that
funny.
That's not boob doctor, I'm
yeah,
sure.
I think you got it right.
Titty, Dr. Titties? Titty doc?
That's
titty,
it.
Titty, titty, bang, bang? Well, okay. When does your show start airing?
January. I don't know if I can say the exact date.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We'll have you back.
Yay.
We'll have you, obviously. All right, let's get down to business here. Let me just say for our listeners out there, first of all, we've missed you. Second of all, thank you so much for listening. Here's the thing. I'm not a hater. I try to like this. I legitimately love The Bachelor. Like,
same.
I do think it's the greatest comedy on television.
Yeah.
And I think Bachelor in Paradise might be the most important show ever to hit television. But like, I do not hate watch. I love it. I was so excited. I was in Connecticut doing a play for the last week. I was like, oh my God.
Which looked so cool.
Oh my God, it was really fun. It was really fun.
It was so really fun. Awesome. Steve Martin.
Miss Steve Martin.
That's
Steve
like
Martin.
The coolest person you could work with.
I can't even. I was like, sorry, Steve Martin. I have to go watch Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After.
You missed dinner with Steve.
Oh my God. So here's the best thing. Anna pointed out, let's just start out. To finish my point, I fucking hate this show so much. And in order, like, I was so excited to come watch it. I didn't have Freeform at where I was staying in Connecticut. I came home. I was like, we all agreed to watch it. We were all, I think I can speak on behalf of everyone, so excited to watch this. This show, not only is the worst show on television right now, I think it's the worst show ever to be made. Mm-hmm. And I hope they never make another season again because here's my kernel problem with it. It takes people who've been, like, pardon my French, America and Canada and parts of Australia. People have been fucking on like helicopters and in mansions. I don't want to see you in a one-bedroom bungalow in Denver with like not even like no sexual heat, nobody's boning, installing a toilet. It is the leading cause for vaginal dryness. The show.
Yeah.
It is the least sexy. And Anna pointed out that there's a question mark in the title, as if even Freeform knows happily ever after.
The question mark. I'm like, why would you even agree to do a question mark on your show about your romance? Mm-hmm. Like, do we like each other? It's just a weird choice.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I think the question mark too is this a show?
Yeah. Is this a show? Should we start out with getting into the actual episodes? Do you want to read the texts or should we?
Where do we begin? There's so much.
What do you think, Rob?
I think we wait. Save the text.
All right, Rob is going to do a dramatic reading of the text chains that have been going on all around like after midnight for the past, like during the past week. Rob and Lauren, who've never met, the three of us have been on a text chain at like after hours, late night text chain that's been happening all week. Okay, so I get back. Okay, first of all, his howling, he's so bored by his own voice. Okay, so here's the thing. The whole thing about JoJo on the set, the fake drama of like these people acting like the only real moment was it felt like when Chris Harrison proposed doing the wedding on television.
Yeah.
That was the only time she seemed excited and like she liked him was like getting to fucking have her wedding
for free on television. TV.
Like they hate she hates him.
They
think.
Do not fuck. They do not like.
They
each
haven't.
Other.
They haven't fucked since the fantasy suite. Since
they
she
probably didn't do it that night. I read something actually. Talk to me. I should have sent this to you.
Please, obviously,
I'll try to find it. Whatever it was, but it was like a thing about things you didn't know about The Bachelor. It was actually a pretty good one of those little like BuzzFeed or whatever obviously. Type things. And he talked about how the fantasy suite they stayed up until like sunrise outside talking. There was like they kind of he didn't say anything about sex, of course, cause he's so polite, but. It made it sound like, oh, wait, maybe they really did just talk all night?
Ew.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
But I feel like you have to have sex.
If you're in sandals.
You're going to propose.
If you even get it. If you're getting. If you are in a dirty, dirty suite in Sandals Jamaica, which, by the way, was so much nicer.
Were they at Sandals?
They were at Sandals, which turned out was like a much nicer resort than the Marriott that they were in Thailand. Whoa. This, which actually has like a worse exchange rate. You'd think they could have bumped it up in Thailand.
Oh my God.
So, no, Sandals Jamaica actually had kind of, they had like the infinite, like the pools inside.
Yeah.
You know Kayla put out. You know Kayla put out.
Oh, well, yeah.
For sure. Although, wait, I actually have an inside scoop about that. I really wonder if I'm allowed to, like,
speak. Yeah, just say it. Just say it.
I don't even know where this came from. This was person to person to person.
Yeah, talk to me.
I heard it was a bad hand job, and that's where it ended.
Wait, what? Who?
Oh, my God.
What?
I love that you even have of a chain. From Kayla?
Kayla?
Wait a minute. The fact that you would even be the recipient of, like, a sandpaper HJ, like, it just...
Like, just like...
Wait a minute. I love...
Okay, and I cannot confirm from whatever direction this came. I can't give you any information.
My brain, it's like, it's so hard. I got to sew my
brain
down.
Maybe someone next door overheard. I can't even tell you... I can't, because I will never incriminate anyone.
But we can imagine that from her. You know what? Like,
But I felt like her whole thing, she kept calling her... Well, he named her a sex panther, and then she kept reiterating that she was a sex panther, and she did.
Oh, he did?
Remember?
Well,
but that was before they were...
He calls croissants scrumpets.
Oh, my God. That was so brutal. I basically fell on the floor. I was like, walk away now. But also, I feel like Lauren, Ant, and Chris both didn't know how to correct him.
Right.
No.
Like, they're both like, what?
And are you really this dumb?
Scrumpet.
By the way, Lauren looks like an anime blow-up doll. Like,
that's
like
why it's working
her
out.
Mm-hmm. Fucking her, the way she talks, and then we might need to do a video contest of her, like the way her lip, like I don't want to watch the twins and Lauren testing toilets and installing a toilet and saying I don't want to see these pranks. Yeah. I don't want
the pranks.
The pranks enough.
And she's so
quote
funny.
Unquote.
Oh my God, the pranks.
A PA made all of them up. Ben's in on it from the start. That's just what it is.
Totally.
Oh my
hey
God.
Ben, okay, you're gonna have these Oreos. They might taste like toothpaste.
Yeah.
Be an actor, and then he's like. This is weird. And she's like, what? And he's like, this is taste right. And she's like, why? He's like, it's like mint. I was like, is it also that it's pure goop and not how an Oreo is? But it's also not even a real Oreo because they're using generic brand.
It also wasn't even clear that it was toothpaste. Part of me was like, oh, she's filling with icing.
It did look like
I wanted to eat it. I was like, that's a good idea.
Even hate it.
I wouldn't have hated it
Lame
either.
Lame prank.
Okay, here we go. So here we go. Question mark. The drama behind the sets. JoJo. I don't want to go out there and say it. Like her having having to act and then be
right before really
right before
you went out?
AFL.
AFL.
Wait, what's AFL?
They keep calling it.
Like, so at AFL, you know, I talked to Chad after AFL.
AFL is
after Final Rose. I'm sure I caught it in the moment.
AFR.
We're all saying L as
if AFR.
After the Final Rose.
After Final Rose. That's not really him.
Okay. So then, I did like the one real moment was them catching his insecure audio of like, well, how was it? Was it good? Yeah, it was good.
Like,
she's
oh my god! They're like, but you didn't even say it. You didn't say anything. You just said,
no.
Yeah.
It's good. Like she's so withholding, and he clearly loves chasing, trying to get mommy's approval. Like even with him singing the fucking national anthem, and her like her supporters like, no, what? Like she's so cold.
What a horrible girlfriend.
Tomorrow's another day.
He's like doing horribly at something he's afraid of, and she's like, you're fine. It's fine.
Yeah, she's. What?
With the national anthem too, she's like, I kind of feel bad about this. And the next scene, she's like, "You were off key. You gotta." Like,
I know. You're so like, mean.
She's mean.
So mean.
He's off key. He can't sing.
He's got scripture on his ribs, and he's running for Republican Senate.
Oh, he backed out.
He backed out. Okay, so then they do. They go. They go. I mean, could this be anymore? Watching them. Fucking fish shopping in the grocery store, and he's trying to do his moves with the grocery cart, dancing with the cart.
And then he broke it, that planned?
No, I felt bad for him. I felt like she hasn't wanted to fuck him for months.
And or then they're waiting till marriage.
And then he breaks. Oh, she still doesn't want to fuck him then.
Do you think? He's super religious.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up?
But he's got the scripture tattoo.
Right.
Yeah. And he was very...
That's not
ironic.
No.
Not this time. During the, season, the beginning of the season, he was very tame about kissing girls because he was kind of talking about how his beliefs don't really go in line with, just making out with everyone and...
And yet he was fine bringing Chad on and upsetting his friend Lace. Like, and acting like, oh, I didn't think it would upset you that much. Like... Which is it, dude?
No one likes him. Chad.
Okay, so then her face asking about JoJo, and then did she say? Oh, the way she looked when they're grocery shopping in full face with with lashes. I look like a homeless woman when I go to Trader Joe's, or home like Whole.
I look like one right now because no one can see me besides you guys.
Oh my god, dude! It has been. It's like watching her fake eat pizza as they're watching we have to binge watch the season. It's like if you're staying up all night, are you really eating the pizza the whole night? I don't buy it.
When was the last time you watched TV with your feet on the wall and your head upside down?
P.S. Seriously, oh my God. Pose like you're watching TV.
I watched the show with my head in a noose. Is that terrible?
Yeah, I was hanging from my ceiling and it couldn't end fast.
I was just dare me not to do it.
I had the pill bottle.
Dare me not to tip the stool over underneath me. Just dare me. Okay.
And then doesn't he toss her something in the grocery store and it misses?
Yes.
There's nothing.
Cut it out. Edit that out. That was the most interesting thing that happened. It's the most real.
So then, can I just say out there, and God bless any of you that are in happy relationships, when you enter this phase, babe.
No.
Babe. Were we going to have the salmon tonight? No, babe. We had mercury levels last night. Babe,
what are you doing, babe?
No.
Babe.
And the white people beatboxing and rapping in the car.
No, yeah, that's not okay.
Oh, my God. So.
Katie, okay. You need a voice here for a second. Katie, you've been silent for too long.
The rapping was offensive.
How much do you hate this? Just get in and say what you feel about the rapping, Katie. You hate this show.
I wrote in my notes, I was like, if they rap one more fucking time, I will throw something through my TV.
The rapping, the beatboxing.
Calling it rapping is so
fast talking to a beat.
Oh my God.
And like,
I want to kill them.
It's also really slow. It's the most tame rhyming at once at you can do. My name is Lauren. I found a shoe. There's no point to any of it. It's so stupid. And then when the twins did it, I was like, no!
P.S.S., that jams the first single off Lauren's new LP.
Yeah, please release that.
I found my shoe.
It's on SoundCloud. I found my shoe. Lauren looks so bored when they're going. When he was talking about his fear of clowns, that he used to dream about Jesus and clowns.
That was a lie, right? I just was like, that's a lie.
I used, but that actually felt real. I used to dream about Jesus and clowns. Jeez, can we please have that be on the poster of him asleep with Jesus and clowns around?
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, clowns, and us.
I used to dream about Jesus and clowns. The look on her face. Now, I think I'm getting ahead of myself, but when he came out in that fucking pantaloon velvet Renfair, she was like, I didn't want to fuck you before. I couldn't make it any clearer that I don't want to fuck you. And now you're in velvet pantaloons.
Yeah.
Take it off now.
Babe.
I don't want to go to Renfair. Babe. There's no way he ever has been to a Renfair in his life.
Oh, my God, no.
He has no idea what that is.
No.
Even when he said "m'lady," it didn't sound right. He was like, "Well, my lady."
and they were like, "She was like, is there anything I don't know about you yet?" I don't know. Probably everything. Yeah. But then he was like, "There's one thing.
Yeah,
I love Renfairs." Yeah. And then of course everything at the Renfair is themed about The Bachelor. So I was like,
"And by the way,
sucks."
After having met the two dudes that you hang out with that are your like confidants in like the tightest nylon football jerseys, you've never been to a Renfair. Those dudes are not going with you to eat mutton.
The way those guys talked about relationships.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are they really his friends? He's friends with the Denver Broncos?
I think he met them through the show.
Katie, come back here, Katie. Were they Broncos? Those are Broncos.
Oh, my God. I was like,
those are Broncos?
Yes, when that happened, I was like, what the fuck? Why is he talking to the kicker and a linebacker from the Broncos? He's clearly never met these people.
No.
This makes no sense.
Who? Like,
and they were on the field.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, hey, guess what? I'm going to come by practice and talk about.
He came to practice, and I was like, what is the end game? Are they trying to promote the Broncos? Are they trying to seem like he's manly because he's not manly, I guess?
He's just Mr. Like, Colorado.
Wait a minute. Question.
Oh, I was so
who was the one in the shiny shirt that got engaged after 3 months because he grew on me? Who was that?
The skinnier one?
The fatter one.
Oh, that's the linebacker.
I've heard his name.
I liked
him. Brian McManus is the kicker.
Wait, why do you know them?
She does.
Oh, okay.
She likes football.
No, but I mean, why do you know that one got engaged?
Because he was saying, I just got engaged after 3 months.
Oh, yes.
I said, let's just go to Mexico for a week and talk and just get to know each other. I was like,
hell?
That's what you do before you get engaged, but 3 months.
Just wait, you idiot.
I guarantee you he met her, like, she was...
Cut together
the
scene with her on the park bench with her friend. I'm so glad we have coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, my God. That's
the empty cups.
The empty cups.
I can't even, like,
the girl.
And, like, the way.
The empty cups.
The way.
So empty
cups.
Wait, and also, just really quick about the Broncos, like, when they were, like, talking about bathroom counter space, and I was like, that's what changed in your relationship when you moved in. You lost the bathroom. Like, you don't connect with your partner on any fucking level. These people are nothing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but by the can we also just discuss, you know, the girl whose eyes lit up with like diamond bags and dollar signs about like the idea of having her wedding on primetime, you know, she was so fucking disappointed when she landed in Denver at that perfectly clear. By the way, if that house was in LA, it would be like $1 million.
Yeah.
But in Denver, and I went to school in Colorado. You know, she was like, this is it. Like,
yeah.
Well, at least playing that fucking door red.
No, and then he had his garage door as his bed frame.
Oh, my God.
Which is next level weird. And then she was like, let's paint it white at least. And like,
I can't.
Like, what?
She's like, we just need, like, she's definitely high maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's get back to the plan.
Okay. Fear of clowns. Jesus and clowns.
Dear God.
Jesus
his phone ring that they had to lay in that Renfair phone ring for her to go.
Oh, that's why it's your ringtone.
I can't.
Which, and if that really is his ringtone, like that's not necessarily Renfair. Like that could be just like I don't know. It's like it's just a song.
It like comes with the phone.
Yeah. It's like it didn't like reek of Renfair to me. And by the way, Jesus and Clowns is named my new band.
Oh my God, Jesus and Clowns!
I'm scared of Jesus.
I used to dream about Jesus. I was my nightmares were of Jesus and Clowns.
Wait, and then when he's pranking her on the way to the Renfair, he's
can't.
Like, "That's how you say hello, Winnebago," or like whatever he saw.
Yeah,
and then she's like,
"Winnebago,"
and they're just passing all the signs that say that or whatever.
I guess she's like, and she was practicing it like, "Winnebago to you, my lord. Oh, Winnebago to you, my lady." Like. So then,
just talk about something.
How about the dude who comes up and like, can I get a selfie? That whole non bit.
Oh my God,
the
that
guy
dude!
Walks
and
up.
I was like,
this guy walks up. He's like kind of like, shirtless.
He looked. It was like Iggy Pop. Like walks up. like Iggy Pop. He walks up first.
And they build it up. Boom, 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 boom. He walks up and he's like, "Can I get a selfie?"
Dude, that's it. I'm sure I was in the other room.
I did like her sneakers under her dress. I will say her sneakers look cute.
Yeah, she's great.
Okay, so then
I love
she
her so
says.
Much.
friendship with JoJo remains intact.
Oh,
I don't think so.
You dated for 3 weeks.
Yeah, she said about herself.
Oh, but they, outside of
you, you know what? I'm not. By the way, the
is that at the double date?
The fake thing was, it was right beforehand. Like, everybody keeps asking me about JoJo. And by the way, the people who are coming up to her at, like, you know, at Ralph's or at Vaughn's or Stop and Shop, they're all in full face with lashes, too.
They've signed paperwork.
Yeah, for them to go, didn't it feel bad that he said, like, the cast that they got to, like, to ask them about JoJo and her saying, my friendship with JoJo remains intact. I had a friendship outside. It's like,
Lauren, no one cares.
No one cares.
Literally, these people don't even know who you are. They're like, I get $100 to walk up to this girl and ask a weird question.
I hope this show never comes back again, because it also, it's like, not everyone deserves a fucking TV show.
This is the problem with everything, is that then it creates this mentality within these people
that
they're
okay.
interesting and that they deserve this.
Yeah.
Their wedding won't be interesting.
No, it won't. No. It won't.
Like, it's not interesting. Like, they need personality. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's an essential part
I know.
Of reality TV. At least, Real Housewives, I'm like, they're real.
Well, and I do think that, like, they it's created this sort of road rules, real world gauntlet where all of a sudden the twins have a full time job. Just like the twins live in Vegas. Why are they all the time in why are they in Colorado and
they're rolly suitcases and camping? God.
I've never been so happy to see the twins. But okay, here we go. So then, Robbie's. Okay, I did enjoy them watching The Bachelor and him making comments about Robbie's hair.
Me too.
I liked that.
Me too. Cool. I was like, at least someone else in that group was aware of that.
And I liked him saying, when I go bald and her hair, she was like, you're not going to go bald. Like, are you fucking kidding
that
me?
That was insane. I was like, you're not in love, man.
Yeah.
After everything else.
Yeah. Are you
fucking.
After
you go bald.
After, with your bad white guy rapping and your stupid Renfrew outfit, if you fucking go bald, like, I am out.
She hates that.
She hates him.
She doesn't. She hates him so much. She hates him.
It's so brutal.
And I hate her. And I hate him.
I hate him. He doesn't feel anything for her. Like, I don't know that he hates her. I feel like he's just like,
he's like, I caught the little blonde one.
Am I the only one who thinks he looks like Peter Brady?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, 100%.
Agree.
Good call.
I also think Donny Osmond.
Oh, good call.
There's a little Osmond in
good
there,
call.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat her pizza. She nibbles. I'm worried about her.
Oh, yeah, the eating.
I'm a short gal.
Her lips don't go together.
Yeah, her lips. Yeah, you're right. She can't chew with her lips don't go together. When you're, it's like, okay, so then... So then I did enjoy her going out for tea with the twins. I like the twins saying, I would love a root beer float, but I don't want to embarrass you and eat like a kid. That felt sincere. The twins actually are uncontainable.
I mean, I'd watch a show about the twins and Chad.
No, wait. Hold on. But I was excited when they showed up in that episode because I was like, yay, people with more things to talk about.
Oh, my God. Like, they were at least, like, fun.
Yeah.
So then we get to them watching fireworks, mosquitoes and fireworks, the tension, the no sex. There's no sexual tension. It's like they met. If I'm correct, this season started in January. It is, they filmed this, what is it now?
Right.
It's just November. So they probably filmed this over the summer. Those are probably 4th of July fireworks. They have not fucked, since, like, that.
Yeah,
that was
nothing.
Like they'd been together for 400 years watching those fireworks.
I know. Right. All of it, though.
All of it.
Just the way they move around their apartment.
Buying the toilet, buying the twins testing the toilets.
Okay. Wait, I literally think I didn't see that part.
Okay, wait. Twins and,
and
Lawrence,
I watched all of it.
Twins and Lawrence changed the toilet. When she
I
said,
kept zoning out.
When she said the phrase, I would love to do a ride along one day with a street sweeper, that made it into the edit. I then wrote, I am going to kill myself. Is this my suicide note? Is this?
It's the scribbles of an insane woman.
Oh, my God. I would love to do a ride-along window. Are you going to do some dramatic readings?
No, I'm just I went to my notes.
Yeah, please.
When it said Denver at the beginning, it was like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The Denver.
They were trying to really connect with the youthful crowd.
Oh, my God.
The freeform audience.
Oh, my God.
What about when she said the whole line about cavemen were shorter than cavemen. And he's like, that's why she's the smart one.
Dude.
Oh, they're just...
That's right, anti-evolution, because things were smaller.
And then I said, it's so scripted, and it's just poorly acted.
It is.
Yeah, the whole show, I would say.
Poorly acted.
I feel
agreed.
Like...
I agreed. Badly written. Badly written. Poorly acted.
Don't you feel scared?
Non-union. Nobody's in any union.
Oh, yeah. No one.
Non-union writing. Non-union acting.
Camera operators.
This should be like the SAG and Writers Guild. Like, this. We should just bring this to the table. Like, this is why you should pay for writers, and this is why you should pay for actors.
I feel like, have you ever known two people who are a couple who are really dumb? It's like the saddest thing.
Yes.
Like, when you're like, wow, you'll never get... further with each other in these conversations than what you're doing now. Like, it's this surface level. You'll have a kid, they'll be that dumb, it'll just continue forever. It's so sad to me. And then also just the fact that everyone's applauding them in America, or they think it just adds to the fact they don't have to be any better than they are. There's nothing to strive for.
They just
for
have
these
to be
people.
Dude, it's like, and when, okay, we'll get to the Chad campfire. Like, when he tried to bring healing to, it's like, it's more, guess what?
Oh,
the guy's like legit.
Put the camera down.
The guy's and like, then right away, okay, bring it back
up. Yeah, it's like, you know it's not off.
And by the way, how much are the dirt bags of the Bachelor producers?
They always leave it on.
That they won't put it down.
They're like, okay, man.
They're like, it's off. Red means off.
Red means off, dummy. Red means off, dumb.
The focus puller's
okay.
Right next to it.
Like, so then she said, nesting. I'm a mama bird making a nest for our baby bird.
Shut up.
It's like cavemen were small.
Yes, she said this.
Choosing a toilet is extremely important. It's something you use every day. And then I wrote again, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, it's something you use every day.
This is on television. Like, how much? And by the way, I had a meeting at Freeform. All I'm going to say, they were so excited about, they're like, we've got this show coming. It's going to be.
Well, because it's like ratings.
So excited.
But I'm like, are people watching this?
I wonder.
A side note, what did you just say? There was something you just said that.
I wrote baby birds. I'm the mama bird making nests for baby birds.
Oh, fuck.
Caveman were small. Choosing a toilet is extremely important.
Oh, yeah. When she said that she farts in front of him. When JoJo was like, have you farted in front of him?
Dude,
and she was like, yeah. And then he was like, oh. Like, they were all just like, what are we talking about? They got lunch together. It was extremely awkward, and then JoJo asked if they farted in front of each other.
And the reason these things make the edit is like, that was lunch.
That's the most interesting thing that happened.
Exactly. We've got our gold for the day. That's a wrap. Moving on. They were eating at Boa, which I believe, or they were eating at Eva Longoria's sushi restaurant. Okay, so the twins, those fucking twins, those poor twins, they've now peed on camera in the camping thing. They got the twins to take their pants down and test the toilets and pass the toilet. Like, what?
They're so dumb.
What do they say to these twins? Like, these poor, no esteem twins that, like, they actually get to take their pants off in the toilet store and test out the toilet.
God.
And then
why would you take your pants off?
Oh my God. Why would you take your pants off? Like, in the middle of, like, some, like, plumber depot. It's like Home
psychotic.
Depot.
What are you going to get? Like, a feeling of the seat?
It's really sad.
Then they said, who likes to potty? We like to potty, and I wrote, worst show ever.
Truly trash.
ATFR. Okay, so then they go out for a date night with the fucking mariachi band.
Oh my God.
The mariachi band.
Could you please stop for a second?
And then he says, how do you say jalapeno? Oh, which she corrects him how to say jalapeno. Jalapeno. Dude.
What was he saying? Jalapeno?
I mean.
I missed that part.
I feel like
where was I? I watched
like,
all of
like
this. I was like, dear God.
You were doing heroin. You tried heroin for the first time just to nod off, just to get away.
That's when the pills kicked in.
Okay.
Wait,
he was saying, like, I like jalapenos. And she was like, jalapeno.
Oh, great.
Jalapeno. Because she's so Latin.
She's the smart one.
Okay.
God.
JoJo calling in during the mariachi. They can't hear her over the mariachi because JoJo's calling. I hate the show. Binge watching this is going to make me die.
Yeah. And then when he told the mariachi to stop.
Yeah, can we get 1 minute alone?
It's like, you're so rude.
And I wrote,
Walk outside, you fucking white dork.
White power.
Go outside.
Can we get 1 minute alone?
Yeah, get off a reality show.
Don't have the like you're doing that while a band is playing in a restaurant. That's yeah. You don't control when they play.
And maybe and to your fucking FaceTime to your the girl that you boned and said I loved you. Maybe go outside of El Pollo Loco to get to pick it up.
So maybe this is like a thing, like a reality show, like disease that happens where you think you can control your in yes. natural environment. You know what I mean? Yes.
Well, clearly like, they hired the mariachi to provide sure. like a. Like
but what that is like even after the show, if he'd be like. Can you, hey, can we take that drape down?
Yeah, you do. You're so used to like that's what. Okay.
Yeah, they definitely hired the mariachi band. They're like, hey, drive these guys crazy.
Yeah,
I did enjoy seeing JoJo's mom's face again. Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's just speed this along. So then we're on episode two. I love the smell of Brussels sprouts.
And they smell like farts. Like, let me just say, like. Brussels sprouts are good. I love them.
Love Brussels sprouts.
But the smell is not their best mm-mm. quality.
No.
So yeah, they're out. Yeah, me too. I love Brussels sprouts. I agree with you. So they're out for lunch with JoJo and Jordan. Lauren keeps smelling her fingers, which is never a good sign.
Where'd you put them?
Jordan claims he didn't see the show, that he never watched The Bachelor.
No chance.
He seemed pretty tuned out of that whole dinner to me. He didn't.
Yeah, really. He didn't really say anything. Mm-mm. But ugh, I hate him too.
Okay. JoJo and Ben, I like that. I like that. Lauren says, JoJo and Ben don't have any chemistry anymore. And I thought, and neither do you. Mm-hmm. I actually feel like they did have chemistry more than right. Lauren and Ben.
They had more of a flirtatious or like easy conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie Anna, do you want to weigh in on anything? Do you want to kill yourself?
It's because JoJo's an actual person and Lauren is a robot.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So But then JoJo picked... But then she turned robotic by picking Jordan. But yeah, she had bum guys to pick him. She had bad guys.
I think she likes dumb guys.
JoJo?
Yeah.
Agreed.
She likes big hair.
Yeah.
Watching
sure.
if he goes bald.
I like them going home after the lunch and watching themselves on TMZ. It shows you.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Katie, get over here, Katie. Katie.
Repulsive.
I mean, watching themselves on TMZ.
No, they're awful. Literally, like, in my notes I wrote, when he broke the shopping cart at the grocery store, yeah. that's the most personality I've ever seen him show.
Yeah. Yeah. That and when he has his panic attacks, which coming up, his legitimate anxiety. I actually did. It was the most real moment was when Chris Harrison, when they met at the Brown Derby or
the Brown Palace, which sounds like poop.
The Brown Palace sounds like a Cleveland steamer.
You guys ever had a Brown Palace?
You guys, they kept saying the Brown Palace. And I was like, is this like a word
do not go in there. It's a Brown Palace.
It does feel it does feel like a Cleveland steamer. It's the Brown Palace.
The Brown Palace.
That's what he did. That's what he did with Kayla in the fantasy. They just it's like a Cleveland steamer. That
we didn't have
awful.
Sex, but we did a brown palace.
We did one brown palace.
Oh, really?
Lauren Tight. Held out.
And that's where the scrumpets were, right? At the brown palace.
Yeah, the brown palace is definitely poop related. Okay. So then her squeezing the fucking egg. Should I just cut through all this stuff? Is it so boring to even hear? Her squeezing the egg saying, is bringing on the, like, her pranks. Like, if you squeeze the egg, see if you can squeeze, like,
yeah.
I can't.
The prank.
Okay. The date card. They need fucking date cards. Yeah. They need.
Oh, Jesus.
They said the phrase, quote, I think Chris Harrison is an old soul.
I'm like, no, he's like in his 40s and you're not or whatever.
And you mean because he didn't text you? Like, he doesn't like social media? That guy's all over fucking Twitter.
He's on television nonstop.
He's all over Twitter. He just, like, what, is an old soul because he knows how to write? Did he get right?
Wait, is it because he used a pen? And also he for sure didn't write whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I like what they always say, like, oh, I didn't plan that for you. I didn't plan fireworks for you. You didn't plan anything for anyone.
No.
Okay, Ben has a man crush on Chris Harrison.
Yeah, there was tension there.
Scrumpets. Okay, so the only real response is the offer of the wedding.
I bet you Ben still doesn't know why it was weird that he said scrumpets.
No.
He still thinks scrumpets is a thing. Yeah. he thinks they didn't get it.
Yeah, he's like, what? You guys never been to weird. British?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my my God. Oh, my God. Okay, Lauren's friend's tank top.
And short shorts.
With the choker collar.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the short. Yeah, she had a tank top with a choker collar
like,
on it.
Why do you think he's afraid of getting married?
Oh, my God. I wish you were playing the part of a friend.
I really do.
I wish that, too. I would love that.
Oh, my God.
If they cast, actually, if they cast actors.
What would you do?
On
I
that
like
show,
that.
That would make it interesting.
So how did he reply?
He's like, what are you saying? I feel like he like, is scared because he's like, he's afraid of commitment.
But it's like, he says he might be, I know he like wants to marry me when I got engaged on television. But then it's like, when you ask, it's like, what's the fucking problem?
And how many times is she going to say that? Like, but he hasn't heard anyone on, like, national television.
Like, that doesn't actually prove anything.
Nothing.
Like, the pressure of that would make anyone do it. Like, exactly. It doesn't mean he's in love with you.
No.
He is a meathead. He's a meathead, I will say. He's just a total meathead. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have Babe, pranks, no, I hate them.
Babe.
Okay, so then Ren Faire, no, beatboxing, no, 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 national anthem. Okay, the national anthem, and that was a mean prank.
That was cruel, and
she
it went right
it
until
on.
The point when the kids started singing. I
yeah.
was like,
yeah.
He won't be able to come down from
yeah.
this for a few
I thought
days.
He was going
to
throw up. Like, I honestly believe
yeah.
in that moment he was
I would have.
And then
he made a really weird face. Like a,
he wasn't
like a
doing well.
Synapses and, were going. Tss, tss.
And then he was
it
like,
was cruel.
He was like, actually, he was like, oh, I was so happy. But he was also like, he looked really hurt. And he was like, oh, my little prankster. Like, oh, she's such a little prankster.
Well, because that one was really bad because I don't think that he was in on it. And he practiced singing for like, mm-hmm. like so many days in front of the cameras.
I know. He's
and
sweet.
It was so that was really like genuine. And then,
yeah.
of course, he would feel really hurt by that.
And then she was like, what?
She's like, you're fine. You didn't have to do it.
Yeah, you're fine. Tomorrow's another day.
And he's like, she's a funny one. Yeah, she's a prankster. I don't know what else to call her except just prankster.
Oh, my God.
My nickname for you is prankster.
Oh, my God. You guys, we're finally up to the third episode.
All right.
When he says, golly darn, is the clean version of gosh darn.
Golly darn?
When he said...
I'd be on a plane.
Golly
Even if you lived in the same city.
Yeah, I want to get on a plane. I just need some air.
Golly darn. She looked at him like, what the...
Where is she from?
What?
Where was she from?
She's from Portland. She was a stewardess, I believe, on
JetBlue.
Yeah.
She had to stop doing it. I read that in that article.
Yeah,
too, but I'm too like, many people talking to her.
And you know what? She didn't want to fucking do it anymore.
She's like, I'm gonna have ABC pay for my life.
Yeah, fucking. So that's the thing is, they know they need to stay together in order to keep the money flowing.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Oh my God! You know they'll probably just have a fucking baby, so it'll just be like Lauren and Ben and Caden
having a baby. Question mark.
Baby makes three.
I'm
scared. Yeah. I don't want them to procreate.
No, they no. will. They will.
They're
so then,
too dumb.
Please,
they have little acorn brains.
Please, Freeform, don't. We just want to just go, like, hope that people do what we don't actually want to see the day-to-day of how fucking boring.
It's not good enough, Freeform. Mm-mm.
Don't do it. Please don't do it. Like, it's not good. It's not real. It's not good. These fake fucking, like, fake plots. Please don't do it.
Okay. And the people who will do it are the people who are not interesting. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, there are people from past seasons
Jade
like, this
is not
good.
Jade and Tanner aren't
yeah,
doing
because
it.
Because they're just living their lives.
They're just living. Just be free like Jade and Tanner. Or Carly and Evan.
Oh, God.
Or Lace.
And...
Yeah, Evan.
Wait, who's Carly?
Remember Evan?
Didn't you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, no.
What?
I know. This is where I dropped the bomb. I watched two episodes, but I just didn't have it in me to dedicate that many hours a week. I watch a lot of reality.
Can I just say?
I have a lot of shows on my DVR.
Let me just say to you, we forced Rob to watch it, and he did not want to watch it. And was it the greatest show ever?
It changed my life.
Okay.
It really did.
No, and people say that all the time, and I do think I'm wrong.
Let me also tell you, this show also changed my life, and in a way that I can't, like, I've lost my innocence on the show.
You can't get it back.
Like, this is the truly...
I feel like I became... like a crack addict.
Yeah, it's
and
so
it was,
good.
And it was amazing. I
it's
love
amazing.
The crack. And now I'm like sucking cock for crack. I mean, like now.
You're like, I've gone too low.
It's like, we at my lowest.
Yeah, this is rock bottom for all Bachelor fans. If you're watching this, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
Turn the fuck around.
Lauren, honestly, can I just tell you? I can't express. It gets more interesting to where people actually.
No, I know. Like, I saw like there were proposals, there were real things. I'm like, I do need
three.
To like. But I watched one episode.
Wait, how many?
Too many?
How many? Three.
Who's that guy? What are you doing?
Where did Rob teeth?
So high.
Did CW care that Rob doesn't have teeth?
Yeah, by the way, all the back row is gone.
It's just all the better to suck the cock with. To get
it gets
more.
Him more.
Just to get more. Soon, it won't just be you holding tits on Shameless. You'll be like to squeeze. He's eating tits on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Remember me from Shameless?
No, Lauren, I can't even tell you. You didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I've heard this before. I think probably next time.
What can we do to get you in? What can we do to make this up to you?
Look.
I want you to trust us. Because we burned you on this
I
one.
I trusted you so much. I mean, and you said, I want you to do this podcast. I said, I'll watch them all. And then that first episode started, and I was like, I hate that my life has to end so soon.
Yeah.
I wanted to be 32.
Yeah. No, we will never watch it. We're not watching the rest of the show.
We can't do this. No, good. You aren't?
Yeah, we're not. We're out.
I'm genuinely relieved.
Yeah, we're not watching it.
Wait, it sucks so bad.
We hate it.
I thought you were like committing, and I was like, that's cool. But like.
No, we can't do it.
Yes.
We can't do it. You guys were out.
Wait, but I love this. This is the best
part. This is the best part right here.
No, talking about it's so worth it. Right. So fun, and I knew it would be. But I'm just saying.
So question, can I get you in on Bachelor in Paradise?
I think you can. I was going to say, if you tell me we'll do a podcast about it, I'll watch it.
Can we do the podcast? Will you come be our Bachelor in Paradise? Like, will you be my
correspondent. I'll be a correspondent. Yeah.
Okay.
This is serious.
Okay, good.
What is it, like 8 hours a week?
Yeah.
It's like a part-time job.
For like 2 weeks. Like for 2 weeks. And there's no health benefits, but you will become addicted to crack. You'll be sucking cock on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah. I already do that.
Again. Okay. All right.
The good news is every episode's 3 hours long.
All right. So that's what I mean.
So then it's so good. So then they go to aerial yoga. Her secret
hobby. Oh.
And she said, I can see your wiener. The phrase wiener. And
she's never touched it.
Never touched any wiener. And then him and his pink Lululemons.
I can see your wiener is about the lamest thing a girlfriend could say to a boyfriend,
yeah.
Especially
see
in public.
Your wiener.
I can see your wiener.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There's nothing. It's the opposite.
And then they wouldn't show it.
I kept cutting above.
I was like, let me see it.
We deserve that. After
I
all
was
this.
Like, let me see how big it is. What are we working with?
I actually think we all agreed. I think we all agreed that we think he is a big.
It's got to be big.
We think he's got a big dick from when he had a boner when he was kissing, I believe, Olivia on the bridge. We thought he had a big erection.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think he's got a big dick.
I will say, I think it's probably decently sized, but he does not know how to use it and is bad at sex.
No.
Yes.
With a rap, with his beats, with the rhythm section that he's providing from his beatboxing, that is like a two-pump chump, and then he's out.
He's like...
And there's like a high five.
How is that for you?
You're going to get like a high five.
Wait, how about her secret passion was doing aerial yoga?
I can't.
Also, how did that not come up? Like, I just don't believe any of... Like, it's not real.
Yeah, then where have you been?
Like, what do you talk about? You don't talk about what you do to work out? Like... What do you talk about?
And that you're a Ren Faire fanatic?
Yeah.
Like, why not ever bring that up?
Seems important. I'm a Ren Faire fanatic. If you really do love that stuff, you'd talk about it.
Yeah. I hang out with... And his whole place looks like West Elm. The people I know who go to Ren Faires, it is truly like you've entered into a Dungeons and Dragons, like Demogorgon, like fucking, you know, weird underground. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing personal in his place at all, though.
No,
like, there's no touch of
They probably him. They probably set that
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
right?
There was the headboard that she so adamantly hated, hated.
Yeah. Which was fine.
It was fine. It was just weird to me that it was like his childhood garage door. Like, I don't know. I had like, why did you think to make that a headboard?
And did you travel with it from Indianapolis?
Yeah,
like, did you drive out?
I just had a lot of questions.
You drove out your garage door from Indianapolis?
It's something he loves, and she's ruining it.
Yeah, that's true.
They are ruining each other's lives.
Yeah, they hate each other. Okay, so then Chris Soules. So I missed the Chris Soules season. Oh, but
here we go.
Is he a dirtbag? What? Is he a dirtbag?
Yeah.
He seemed like a horny, like...
I feel like he's like, I get pussy now because I was on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he definitely feels like... He's like, I'm fat, and I get the mad puss, and I'm a farmer. The twins are coming, and we're going to have a panty dropping in the woods.
Yeah, panty dropping. He literally said panty dropping.
He said panty dropping. He said panty dropping.
That's nasty.
Okay. And he goes, oh, I hope them twins are going to be dropping F-bombs. It's like, are they known to have, like, really dirty mouths?
And also, like, are you so lame that, like, that excites you?
Yeah, right? Yeah,
I hope someone swears around me. That'll be crazy.
Like, especially if we're twins.
I hope twins swear around me. Okay. So the twins camping. Oh, God. Thank God the twin showed up again. And she says, I could go Google it on Instagram. I don't know what she was talking about. A bear?
What?
I don't know. I could go Google it on Instagram.
I was holding the breath through the tunnel.
I can't.
That was a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
that was like a minute.
Yeah. And they edited it in.
I'll never get that minute back.
They edited it in. Lauren, you've been freed. You don't ever need to watch the show again.
I feel amazing.
And but we are going to capture you for 8 hours a week this summer.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm in for that. And I did think it was, like, exciting because it was so insane. Like, every episode, I watched, like, two episodes and they were so crazy.
No, we need to get,
I get it on some level.
You get a little freedom now, but you will have to pay the piper in a few months.
I'll be back.
Okay. So then we go Grant and Lace and the Whistle.
ABC. Is she always on pills? She's just like, she doesn't enunciate.
Yeah.
I think she's troubled. I think she's troubled.
Easy tears, too.
Yeah.
I think Lace's emotional rivers run hot and close to the surface. And ABC, like, they can't get enough of the meat, the Whistle. It's like, this guy legitimately feels like someone that could murder people. And, like, ABC
I know.
Can't stop, like we caught a real murderer. It's like the jinx. It's like, we got Robert Durst on.
I know.
Newest bachelor, Robert Durst. Yeah. Like,
but also, didn't we all learn that Chad isn't even his real name? Like, all of these things were lies. And we're still calling him Chad and allowing him to come on the show.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't give anything. And he's fake and a liar. And
it's like, stop it. Okay. So then the twins are saying the phrase, I've definitely helped a man pitch a tent before.
Yep.
So then.
You helped a man get a boner?
Lace got into a fight with
not even
anything. Everyone has.
Yeah. I've helped a man pitch a tent once. So then they met him at AFR. They met Chad.
Yeah, AFR.
AFR. And then Lace teaching one of the twins how to pee on television while they go see the bear. And then the boys chasing the sounds that Chris sold and the shirtless boys, the fucking shirtless boys, like, that was the most homoerotic, like, building the fire and then chasing the bear and making bear sounds. It's like, he's like, no, it's fun. I mean, I'm outside. What could happen? It's like, no, you could get ripped apart.
Yeah,
by
this is so real.
Do we think that a bear was actually there?
I have to say no if they were so, like, quick to run around and not be afraid. Because, like, I feel like production would actually be like, you can't go by the bear.
I think you're right. And it totally got me. I totally believe the bear was there, but I think you're right.
But I don't think they're good enough actors. Like, his.
No, and that's true, too.
His level of excitement about the bear was legit. And her level of anger of him trying to find the bear. Anna, talk to me.
I think the bear was really far away.
Okay.
I just got footage, but it was really far away. Because bears,
you can't let a bear come that.
It wouldn't. Close to a camp.
Wouldn't that have been a good episode, though? If
yeah,
it killed them?
They would have all been ripped apart.
That would be like end scene.
Yeah.
They would still have 10 minutes
I
of
think
footage
it of- got. Like, it's far away, they zoomed in, and then they scared it off because you don't want it getting any closer to you.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous.
And then, I don't know what Ben's...
Maybe it was Chad in a bear suit.
I wrote down, Ben is a dummy talking to the bear. I wish Ben got eaten by the bear.
Oh, good,
my notes. And then he said, quote, the phrase, I'm a boy, I do crazy stuff, I'm wild, I'm 100% testosterone. Mm. And then she said, to which she said...
What?
She said, ew. That was her response was... Ew, I'm a boy. I do crazy stuff. I'm wild. I'm 100. No, you're not.
He's
not.
He's the tamest person.
I'm 100% testosterone. If by that you mean you're 1% testosterone, 99% like fucking
puss.
He's such a puss.
Yeah. Just a big dick puss is what he is.
We're giving him so much credit. We just decided he had a big dick.
Yeah. You know,
congrats.
I do think he's got a big dick.
I feel like that too because he has like confidence of like he's for got, no reason at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
And he has no personality.
Right.
Like, he's just like, hey, a bunch of girls probably are in love with me. Like it's like
It's like Chris Klein's character in Election. Like, I don't know, I just got a big dick.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So then The guy, his scripture tattoo was out. They were taking their shirts off. Mm-hmm. The twins rapping. The twins rapping.
That was
offensive to me. Why is everybody rapping?
As a white woman.
I can't. I can't. I can't.
I hated them. Don't rap.
Yeah, that's not okay.
You are not you are not able to, because, I mean, if you're a great rapper, fucking yeah. Anyone should be a great rapper. They are being, it's offensive.
It's awful.
It's bad.
Agreed.
It's so bad.
Agreed. It's awful. Okay, so then I did enjoy them.
Hot.
I am too. It's so hot up here. And I thought for sure, like, I haven't been here since the summer. I thought for sure, but my anger is making
no,
me
No, I'm getting really riled up.
Okay, so then I did enjoy the twins doing the Row, Row, Row Your Boat song. Mm-hmm. That was cute. I was, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure. No, that was okay.
That was wonderful.
One of the twins saying the phrase, "My crotch is cold," was exciting. When they were rafting.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
maybe crystals would fall into the rapids. I got excited.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I was looking for some action on the rabbits. I was
nothing
hoping some
happened.
Bad.
They all just had
happen.
A really fun time, and then that was kind of weird to me. I was like, they're all just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's... what? This isn't a show.
No.
I need drama, or like, yeah. the there was just like a 5-minute segment of them enjoying the rapids. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's like
so
a screensaver.
It's so boring. So then Lace cried. No, so then these motherfuckers, like, Lace was legit crying. But I also love how they were, like, it's like you really didn't think that was going to happen. They're like, oh, like this whole bullshit of like, we didn't think we could be there. So we invited Chad because we met Chad. So we didn't think this. But then their plans fell through. I'm so glad our plans fell through and we could go camping. Like, oh, but then we'd already invited Chad because
yeah, no,
your fucking
really
plans flipped. Like,
huge lies happening.
Yeah, and then he just told her that day, like, oh, by the way, Chad's coming over tonight.
Yeah.
Out here in the woods.
The middle of nowhere. He's got our pinpoint on the map.
Yeah.
And then she, and he arrives and says, here I am, you're welcome. And then they sit around a campfire and eat square marshmallows.
I know. What were those
yeah,
marshmallows?
What? They're well, fancy or something?
What were those square marshmallows?
What is this?
I thought they just got, like, on the bottom of the trunk of the
squished.
Car, producer's car. You know what I mean? They just got squished. So Chad's whistling. He comes up.
No way. He comes up. They make him apologize. By the way, no way did they camp. Like, in the morning
no one
when they were
there.
When they were like, nobody was dirty. Nobody
no, they
was,
said hotel at one point.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was actually something like, when we go back to the hotel.
Yeah, he said, Chad, if you want to just go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that made it in because, like, no one's supposed to notice that.
Right.
But, like, no, you're all staying at the hotel because they made one tent or whatever. Like, they were all going
to
get in it. Like, wait, hold on.
Wait,
there's a lot of holes in this
back,
yeah. They all for sure stayed at a hotel.
If you want to go back
to hotel, yeah. Oh, my God. What if they'd said that on, like, Survivor or something?
Yeah. If you want to go back to the hotel, you can go back to the hotel.
And those were not really tents either. Like, that was the weirdest,
yeah.
cheapest Target tent I've ever seen.
They just wanted to have the motion of them building it. Like,
yeah.
And I like that Lace had the lighter, and then they made, like...
Yeah, and they're like, how'd you guys do that?
And then, like, a legit psychopath... That they're like, no, we brought you here. What would your mom say?
Yeah.
Put down the camera. Put down
it's,
the camera.
It's so mean to say what would your mom, because she died like last
she, like,
year.
She just
like,
died.
Dude, let it go.
And you never knew his mom. I mean, I was with Chad on
no,
that.
No, because he was like, I never talk about her, and
yeah.
you guys always bring her up. It's like,
yeah.
that's weird. That is
it
weird.
It is
yeah.
weird.
It's really rude.
And it's like, but he's like, yeah, I did it because it was fun. Yeah, I did. He doesn't deny it. That's what makes him sort
I know.
Of he is sort of Trumpian.
Like, he's creepy. He's
yeah.
very, like, alien.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he's certifiable. There's something really kind of, I feel bad.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize I had water. I just had hot tea. That's making me, like, so hot.
That truly, though, was probably the longest my eyes stayed on the screen in these
yeah.
three episodes.
Yeah.
Was that part. I was like, okay.
That was hard.
Shit's really going on.
Guys, put the cameras down.
Put the cameras down. And then there's some beautiful ground shots.
Yeah. Gorgeous angles. And then he's like, he tried to make like a speech to like kind of make everything better or something.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I was like, you're not inspiring
no.
or interesting.
No, he's an idiot. You know he's going to try to become like a mega church pastor.
Yeah, he thinks
oh,
he's helping.
Yeah.
He's going to, because there's a lot of those in Colorado. You know he's going to do a mega church.
We looked at him, we just felt like we looked in his eyes and we saw like the real Chad and we're like, you can do this, man.
I was like,
dude,
no,
I can't.
Soulless.
I just, it feels like Oh my god, I just lost my train of thought. It was so that and the other like, and then like, well, at least took Lauren's mind off of wedding planning. Hi, this is Rebecca. I
oh my god,
call me. What kind of a cake? What color are your bridesmaids?
Hey, it's dresses? Rebecca. Is it do you want a dress? Hey, it's Rebecca. Rebecca. What are you gonna wear?
Are we gonna hey, it's Rebecca.
You guys, do you want a couch at your wedding?
Hey, it's Rebecca.
You guys, I really need to get a hold of you. What do you want to do about flowers?
Is there gonna be a wet bar?
Hey guys, I keep calling you. Where are you? It's Rebecca. I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to have any sweets at your wedding.
Are you going
to
do
just Rebecca again.
I'm kind of
calling to see if you guys wanted to ever get my voicemails. I'm really worried about those
Rebecca. Dude.
Babe, we got like 14 messages.
It's like Rebecca works on The Bachelor. She knows where you are.
Where are you guys?
She was hired.
Those were voice, like, you know, memo things sent to them to just play one after another. There was not a voicemail. Their phones were never off.
That is Jesus. I'm here with the Bozo
the Clown.
I'm here with the Clown. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some dramatic readings of our texts?
Let me find them.
You guys.
Insanity.
Please don't ever, because it's ruining our favorite franchise. Don't ever let this show happen again.
It's bad.
I'm sorry that I made you watch three episodes of it.
We're relieved. We're relieved.
We're all relieved from jury. You guys are done with jury duty.
Thank you, Mommy.
Oh my God. You know what? I was so excited to watch it. It couldn't have.
No, yeah. I thought there might be something to it.
It was truly. I thought, I don't know how, as I started watching them, because I was like, oh my God, I had to watch three in the weekend. I'm like, I'm never going to make it. Felt like a school assignment.
Let me tell you, there are programs I watch that are so bad.
Programs.
And I would call them Teen Mom.
Yeah.
16 and Pregnant type stuff. I watch all The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I watch like bullshit television nonstop.
Obviously.
This was so bad.
It's
it
so
was
boring.
Like my eyes were just bleeding. Like I was like, there's nothing happening.
But I tell you what hasn't been ruined is this podcast. I feel this podcast is still going strong.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. I felt like I missed everybody. I wanted everybody to know we will be back for next season. We wanted Katie to apply. She almost applied.
Oh my God, I would die.
She almost applied.
I know, it would be awesome.
Just to get your foot in the door and start to like, get in some of those
I had a dream that I
interviews.
Got in. I had a dream that I got in and then I was captured and I didn't bring the right like suitcase. I didn't have the right stuff and then I didn't know how to get out.
Oh my God. Wait,
but I was so excited though. I was so excited to be there.
What's his name? Nick.
Nick.
This will be good.
It'll
like
be so
Nick.
Good. We love Nick.
I do like Nick.
Me too. I didn't know how much I liked Nick until I had like
You've changed.
I know. I'm horrible.
Katie,
I do like Nick.
You're like, oh, I hate the show. It's Nick.
I'm in. I love The Bachelor.
Yeah,
obviously.
No, I can't wait. I've come around about Nick too. I like him too.
Me too.
He's cool.
I want to be his buddy. So
let's get him on the
I've been texting with Wells all morning. I want you to know that Wells and I have been texting.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is weird.
It's my friend Wells.
So our text started with Lauren was the first one to watch and said, I'm watching the latest episode now. It sucks. And then Arden finally starts watching and she says, I just watched the first episode. I want to kill myself. Oh my God. Lauren, it gets worse. Arden, I think she kind of hates him. Lauren, how could you not? Arden, him rapping in the car and then doing the dad grocery cart and breaking it was the worst. The fact that she said the phrase, choosing the right toilet is so important on the first episode shows you how fucking boring they are. Her face and the way that she walks drives me crazy. We may need to do a live Facebook video feed of impressions and have a contest to see who can. Lauren, ha ha ha.
I responded right now.
Okay, I guess Arden says I shouldn't text anymore, so we have things to talk about, but I don't know how I'm going to get through the next three, but I'm going to do it. The show needs to never get picked up again. I don't ever want...
What time of night is all of this?
This is at 11:33 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And your kids are probably just like, your wife is probably like, why?
Oh, they haven't seen me in years. I would rather watch a 7-day marathon of Yes, Dear back-to-back episodes. And then this really got me when Lauren goes, there's no way they fuck. God, no, not at all. And then I say, okay, just now watching, wow, this is going to be tough to get through. I don't know which has a longer shelf life, their relationship or my attention span. Arden, I'm on episode 2. Renaissance Festival? Are you fucking kidding me? Him beatboxing in his velvet outfit on the way to the Ren Fair makes me want to kill myself. This is at 11:57 p.m. Lauren says there's no way he's ever been to one. I mean, it goes on, you know, 12:02.
Oh.
I hate Lauren. I hate them both so much. By the way, how long will we record on Tuesday?
I love.
Yeah, it's
the
so
betrothed.
Good. This is the least fuckable program I've ever seen. they barely Arden 12:04. They barely know each other, and she can't hide her disdain. Boring choice.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like the romantic part of the relationship. Yeah.
I love what Lauren calls it coming up. It's coming up.
Okay, wait.
It's made me laugh so fucking hard.
Lauren says, wait till the next episode. I can't wait. Boy, they have no chemistry. LOL.
I'd rather make out with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, her pranks are worse than hepatitis. Arden, Lauren, so clearly not her idea, and he obviously knows what they're happening.
She
looks like an anime blow-up doll.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Okay, down. I think it's from here down. Oh, oops. I hate them more than I can imagine. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, wait. When Lauren says, okay. Okay, wait. I can't believe how much I hate them. I thought I was bored by them. I didn't know I could feel so strongly, such deep hatred for two people. Lauren, she's also probably scared to look weird eating in front of him since they're betrothed strangers.
Yeah.
Betrothed strangers. Yeah. Betrothed strangers. Yeah. That's what the show should be called.
Yes.
They're betrothed strangers.
That I would watch.
They're betrothed strangers.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you were talking about her nibbling the pizza so delicately. Like, I'm like, they haven't, like, maybe she farted on accident once in front of him, but there's no way that they're like, having real intimacy together where she would feel like fine that she got like shit on her face from eating pizza or whatever. Like, she's got to be like, so, like, oh my God, I have to look perfect. And like, and then the cameras are at me, and like, I don't have any teeth. And like, she's just afraid. Like, it's so just.
Yeah, babe, I don't have my makeup on yet. Don't look at me.
Yeah. Ugh, the worst.
Arden said, if I didn't have such tight hamstrings, I would kick myself in the face right now.
That one really got me.
That was good.
Katie and Anna, is there anything you want to leave off with?
I'm glad we tried it.
We did. We can't do it.
But we should never.
We could never watch it again.
No. It's too much.
I think we're going to like The Bachelor better if we don't watch this show.
Yeah.
So when do we think The Bachelor is going to be, you guys?
Soon-ish.
Probably January, I would
January
guess.
January 5th or something?
It's always January.
Second.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
That's early January.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll meet here January 3rd. We'll meet here January 3rd.
I'm going to be out of town through the end of February. But yeah.
Where are you going to be? Are you doing Pete's show?
No, I'm doing another project. I'll be in London.
I'll ask you off the air.
Yeah.
I'll ask you off the air. That's exciting. Do you have anything you want to promote coming up?
Kings of Con, this the show.
Oh, yes, with Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, no, Alan's show and our show.
Sorry, take that out. Cut that out.
No, no, no. Our show and Alan's show are both premiering on the same network.
Oh, okay, good.
Sort of back
good.
To back.
Keep it in.
His is Con Man, and ours is Kings of Con.
And who do you do yours with?
Richard Speight Jr.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
what network is it on?
Comic-Con HQ. It's Comic-Con's new digital network.
And when does that premiere?
November 15th.
Awesome.
On ComicConHQ.com.
And do you have anything you want to promote coming up?
Just crushing in January. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Awesome. And I will be, I'm on Shameless right now, and then I will be coming, if you look at my website, I'll be touring. I'll be going to San Francisco and Indianapolis and Vancouver and Houston all before mid-January.
Amazing.
So, and we'll be back, you guys. Thanks for listening, buddies. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Am I saying your last name properly?
How are you saying it?
Lapkus?
That's weird.
Lapkus.
Lapkus. Okay.
Lapkus, Lapkus. People can you kind of.
Okay. All right. Well, Rob Benedict, Lauren Lapkus, our president of the
Navy,
and our EU ambassador, the union to the. Yes.
To
Thank
the
you
union.
For the, to the union. Thank you for coming.
We have to all go kill
I'm Arda Marine, and we'll put the closing. Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.